very expensive. And I think what it'll do is limit the department's participation in these activities to only one or two areas at a time. But there aren't that many areas around the state where a real active predator control program is probably necessary. I think what's frustrating to a lot of people is that of the areas that have been identified, not much has happened. And for instance, we're 8 or 9 years beyond the beginning of the McGrath management program, and we're still attempting to get some sort of management done over and above existing hunting and trapping. At McGrath, we're spending about $100,000 a year on the research programs, and each year that management experiment gets put off, we have to decide whether to invest another similar amount of money so that we have fresh background information if we ever go and do something there. The actual control activities out there would probably add another $50,000, and that includes our participation in any aspect of the wolf program, as well as translocating a large number of bears out of that experimental management area in order to reduce those real high rates of predation by bears on moose calves during the first few weeks of life.
I'm going to ask one other question. You mentioned bears. In some areas, the bear predation probably is as severe as the wolf, as a predator, a total predator program inaugurated in some of these areas where you have intense game management.
Mr. Chairman, that's a very good point. It's really important to us that we don't just embark on single species programs. In most of the cases you look at, multiple predator species are involved, and as one of the speakers mentioned, perhaps Mr. Spraker, if you take out one predator where you have a complex of predators, there may be enough compensatory mortality, in other words, other predators jumping in at the opportunity, that you may not realize the gains that you otherwise would.
You're very good. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony. Is there any other questions from our committee, not just to the people who have testified here in the audience, but those who are remaining online? We appreciate your forbearance with this proceeding. And if there are any other questions from our committee, now's the time to ask them. Otherwise, we will conclude the public testimony. Once again, want to thank everybody for the wonderful testimony we've had over the last two committee hearings on this particular subject. So with that, is there any discussion? I'm not going to ask to move this bill through at this time. I don't intend on holding this bill up, but the companion bill, Senate Bill 155, and a couple of proposed amendments may warrant a committee substitute on this bill, a CS. Rather than go through and waste our time at this particular time in making amendments and doing those things, I would much rather get those two bills together and get the proposed amendments together and come up with a committee substitute. So, yes, Representative.
Do you consider Mr. Rocha's amendment part of the package?
That's fine, because he made some good suggestions. Yeah. That's another reason, and we've had suggestions from our own committee, and it would be nice if we could also take a look at the Senate Bill 155 and see how that would be able to correspond to what we have. So with that, we're going to call the hearing on this particular bill. We're going to not move it out today, but we will have more consideration of the bill in the future, and want to thank those to testify. Right now, we're going to have a quick little at ease for anybody who wants. It's been a long time, but we are going to try to complete 11, which where's my agenda?
Salmon.
Alaska Salmon Day.
Salmon Day. It's an Alaska Salmon Day, which shouldn't be a weighty subject.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Chair. It's big about this big.
Representative Guttenberg, did I hear you say you had 15 amendments?
I had a
any objections?
You know, how big is that salmon he caught?
Once again, want to thank the committee for you want me to ask him some great questions and make sure this a productive hearing? We will take up...
C-11.
We have a CS in front of us, Mr. Chairman.
Would you like to move the CS?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we accept the CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 11, the fish version, and it's the 23-LS-0692/I, and I ask unanimous consent that we adopt the CS.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Okay, we have before us a resolution, and it's relating to Alaska Wild Salmon Day. Is everybody on board with it, whereas I'm not going to go through this thing, and if there's any questions or debate on this particular resolution, well, let's start it right now, any debate on this particular resolution. There doesn't seem to be any debate on this resolution. Would somebody like to move this resolution? Yes, Madam Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 11, Fishery Version, out of Resource Committee and onto the next committee referral, and ask unanimous consent with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection?
And attach
I would just
fiscal
like to
notes.
Declare conflict since it's my bill.
You will not be allowed to conflict, and you will not be allowed to object if you do not want to object.
No, do not.
There being no objections, it is so ordered.
Well, that may be missed this one. In
okay. the next one we have on our agenda.
1886.
We just did House Resolution 11.
No, we are working on CS for House Bill 86.
Yeah. CS for House Bill 86, because of the time and the importance of that bill, if the will of it, let's read it across and get it on. Because this was read across the floor again and it was a sponsored substitute, we would like to open this up so that we can put it under bills already. Already heard, so that we can bring this up at any time. So if the board will move that, we will. Yes, Representative Powell.
I'm going to move it. Has it been moved yet?
It has not been moved yet.
I'll move CS for House Bill 86, 23-LSO349/S-3/03.
Thank you very much, Representative Gatto. Is there any objection? Yes.
Oh, you can't object.
It's a sponsor substitute. Not a committee substitute.
Not a committee substitute.
But I
have. Sponsor substitute.
Yeah. Thank you.
SS.
That's right. It's just, I can't hardly hear.
All right. SS.
Stop.
Want me to withdraw that? Withdraw that one and move SS for House Bill 86.
Thank you very much. It's been the SS for House Bill 86 has been moved. Is there any objection? There being none, but it is on the table, and with it being on the table, we will not entertain it now because there are people who want to testify. They're not here, so we will continue that committee hearing. The time is 10 minutes until 3 o'clock, and with that on the table for consideration, the next meeting